time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation
the podcast.
We are here in the building, COVID-19.
2020.
We still here. We still in this bitch.
I mean, it's acting like it's just beginning.
Yeah, it's the brink. Feels like the brink of the unexpected. I don't even know what to expect, to be totally honest with you. I just know I'm giving everybody at least 6 to 8 feet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm trying to stay out the way.
No doubt.
You know, it is, if we were tracking these podcasts, it's definitely going from skepticism to damn near we shook. You know what I mean? You know, last week it was very much, you know, the black people cannot get the coronavirus. That don't jibe well with the melanin and all of that. But then, you know, they got Stringer Bell, and then got him up out of there.
Yeah, they just announced KD.
Yeah, got him off the bench.
I mean, shit, for real, like he wasn't even in the game.
Yeah, ain't that some shit?
And it's like four of the Nets players have it, so it's like the last team they played was the Lakers.
Uh-oh. Pray for LeBron.
No doubt. But you know, LeBron got the good dog that's on speed now. That's how he lasted so long. So. You know, he health conscious than a motherfucker. Anyway.
Yeah, they had to, I guess, you know, and then shit, Tom Hanks got it too. You know, I don't know who's doing the casting on this coronavirus. They're not going for low level talent. They definitely getting A-list talent on this bitch. It feels like you got to be an A-lister to even get a coronavirus test. Because I went to the doctor last week, and mm-hmm. Doctor told me there wasn't an official test to actually accurately tell if you have the coronavirus at that moment. That's what he told me on a Good Friday. Mm-hmm. But since then,
but everybody getting a test. Shit.
Everybody. Well, not everybody.
I mean, all the celebrities getting a test.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's their publicist testing.
You think they casting the good A-listers to keep everybody in line?
Yeah, yeah. Just so now you take heed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Seriously.
It was, you know, right. I think black people took it seriously when the league got shut down.
Yeah, but then it still wasn't no players until it was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, old Rudy.
Yeah, and then just in case you don't believe KD.
Yeah. Just in case we need a little bit more star power, get that empathy up, you know.
Wear it up. So, but, you know, who knows? You know what I mean? Is it that they got it, or is it that they, you know what I mean, they the faces of it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, look, I'm just staying out the way. You know what I mean?
No
doubt. I'm just trying to just duck it all. Only go outside when it's extremely necessary. You know what I mean? I'm a little tight that they had us park our cars. Like, you had to do alternative side of street parking. Mm. You know what I mean? I feel like if this is truly an emergency and we try to keep people, you know, keep the, what are they saying now? Flatten the curve.
Right.
There ain't no need for me to have to move this car from one side to the other side. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
let that shit just sit there.
But you need the street cleaner to clean streets, though.
Hmm. All right, you sound like you work for the Blasio.
Nah, I don't, but I did, you know what I'm saying? I remember, we in the war against the rats around here, right? And I seen a rat dead on my block, you know what I'm saying? Like a couple houses down.
A rat head?
No, a rat dead, like a dead rat.
Oh,
on the side of the street, couple houses down from the block. And I was like, ain't nobody going to get that shit? And then I was like, self, why don't you get it then? I was like, well, shit, I'm going to see what the street cleaner do. Because it was in the path of the street cleaner. And so Yeah. The street cleaner started coming. I hear the street cleaner coming down the block. It's like, vroom, you can hear it coming. I look out the window. I'm like, oh, shit, it's the street cleaner. I'm going to see if it get this motherfucking rat. That shit sweep right past the rat, and the rat was gone. I was like, one time for the street cleaners.
Look at that. Look at that. All right. Well, shit. There you go.
Yeah,
Shout out to the street cleaners.
Yeah, you need to keep the city sanitized because you don't want that old shit just lingering around.
You actually see the street cleaner effectively do its job. Plenty of times I've seen the street cleaner go past the street and the street be just as dirty as when it pulled up. But, you know, hey.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was going to work. You know what I'm saying? So that was like, I'm standing in the window looking, you know what I'm saying, from like, you know, I'm up high on the third floor. So I'm looking down like, yo, I wonder if this shit going to work. And that shit actually worked because I'm like you have seen the street cleaner come and just blow leaves around and shit.
Yeah. But how you holding up, man? What you been doing in this this quarantine state?
Well, man, I'm in the house, man. My kids is out from school. You know what I'm saying? My wife is working from home. Which means
Your kids are still in school?
No, they're home. They're out of school.
Oh.
They closed the schools
till the
20th. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I saw they closed Hampton.
Yeah, but my oldest son, he has his own apartment, so he decided to stay for a while. I'm keeping my eye on it to make sure, you know, shit don't get too crazy. Mm-hmm. I had to extract him. But right now
do a rescue mission.
Yeah, right now he good. You know what I'm saying? He work at Whole Foods, so he like business is booming, so he getting hours. So he liking that. But anyway,
yeah.
I'm home, man. As of yesterday, the kids are out of school. My wife is working from home. You know what I'm saying? So it's like everybody in my space where I usually be able to work during the day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, shit. So now, you know what I mean? You have to figure out the new routine, like your new hours and, you know what I'm saying, how the traffic going to move within your space. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a Saturday every day up in this motherfucker. So
shit turned into a WeWork.
Yeah, it's a WeWork. You know what I mean? And then that's funny as shit. And then my wife, you know what I'm saying, she coming through, you know what I mean? And this is like a test for married people where, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people, they don't have to spend that much time together. You know what I'm saying? Like both people work in the office and they go off to work. I work from home, so you know what I'm saying, whenever people home, they in my space. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of used to it. But now it's like it's about to be like a every day everybody in the space. So I'm in my space working the other day, and I'm playing some music, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got different types of music for different zones a nigga try to get in. So I'm trying to get in a peaceful, focused writing zone. So I'm playing, like, some what they call chill music, you know what I mean? Like that shit they used to play in the W in the lobby, you know what I mean? Like hotel shit, break beats and, like, smooth music and shit. So I'm playing that shit, and my wife come walking through and was like, what is that you're playing? I never heard you play anything like that. And her face scrunched up like I'm doing something suspicious. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm all of a sudden doing some shit. But I've been on the chill music for a
different motherfucker.
Right. I've been on the chill music since like 2001, ever since we first started going to the W. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you hit L.A. and you land, and then they playing this foreign-ass sounding music in the lobby, you like, what the fuck is that? And then I found out it was chill music. So, you know what I'm saying? When I want to go to another zone, I play that type of shit. So she's like, I've been married to you for 20 years. I never heard you play anything like that. What is going on? I'm like, shit, this my shit. It's like, you don't work with me. That's why you don't know the type of music I play when I work. That's not the type of shit I play when everybody home and, you know what I'm saying, wilding out and eating and all that shit. I play this shit when I'm in my own little zone. You know what I'm saying? So it was like the first point of a quarantine contention. You know what I'm saying? So it was like So it's like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who you are right now. So that was like, yeah. Come on, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, usually, you catch hell for staying out too late or being out and not calling and shit like that. Now you just catching hell about little shit that you just do, your own little quirks, you know what I mean? And it only get worse the more and more time you have to spend exclusively in one space, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely a lot more time to just really just a lot of scrutiny. Yeah. A lot of just, look at this motherfucker.
This is what you gonna do?
This the type of music you like to listen to? Oh, funny ass music. What kind of music is this? Did you feel judged?
Right. I felt judged. I felt scrutinized and judged. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even really the words. It was just her face was like scrunched up. You know how somebody look at you and like you might be doing something and they think you're doing some, I don't know, any old wild shit. Like you doing some infidelity ass shit, and they get that face like, who is that on the phone? I'm just working, you know what I'm saying? I'm just playing some music, and it's like, who is that on the motherfucking iTunes? So, you know what I'm saying? Shit. That's like, okay, this is what I got to look forward to. So, you know what I mean? So it's like, I wonder what everybody else is going through, like in their relationships where they have to be locked in, not just with them and their spouse, but you, your spouse, your kids, everybody here. You know what I'm saying? And
that's to the test.
The worse that this shit go, it's like the more time and the longer you got to spend in one space.
Yeah.
And how that plays
out. It's really different just perception-wise. Because I work at home for the most part, you know, when I'm not out performing. But, you know, writing and all of that shit, I do a lot of that at the crib.
Right.
So it's nothing new to work at the house, but it's different to be quarantined to the house.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this, it feels like you lost your freedom a little bit. And that's my, I'm going to be honest with you. That's a little bit of my, I don't want to get too anxious about this shit. But there's a slippery slope between quarantine and curfews into now we just full shut down.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you've been seeing this, but there's going to be an order I just saw on, I think New York Magazine. They were saying that the de Blasio's debating putting together a shelter. What is it called? It's called
Shelter in Place.
Home sheltering.
Shelter in place or some shit like that.
Shelter in place. Yeah. Which is basically stay your ass in the house. You can't go anywhere unless it's essential. And the essential shit is the grocery store. If you need to help somebody within your immediate family, then that extends to pets. Mm-hmm. There's no traveling. And if you get caught, you might have to pay a ticket. It might be a misdemeanor. Your ass could go to jail.
Right.
That's the type of shit that's weird.
You know what end of the spectrum we going to end up on.
I mean, come on now. Yeah.
Your ass going to jail. Come
on. But, niggas ain't going to have too much tolerance for you just walking the block.
Well, they already, you know what I'm saying, they put the 24-hour curfew in San Francisco. That's what they got going.
Yeah, I think that's where they started it out at.
Yeah, that's what they got going right now. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Only essentials. Or, you know what I mean? It's a lockdown. And then after 8 or some shit like that, it's nothing. Or 12 or whatever it is, it's like, nah. Sit down somewhere. Unless you're going to the hospital.
Yeah, right.
So it's going to be plenty of...
The fucked up thing is... Go ahead.
Nah, it's going to be plenty of them hospital visits once if some shit like that happens.
Yeah, we don't want to just visit unless you gotta be there.
Hey, man.
You know, you go up in there, then you know, it might be too late now.
Hey.
Now yous can't leave.
Hey,
on
man.
Some Bronx Tale shit. man, niggas lock the doors behind you. Nah, nigga, you got to be here. You part of this.
Hey, some people feel like the hospital is a vacation, nigga. I used to work in the hospital when I was in high school, and it's certain patients that would come in, you know what I'm saying? Like, definitely, you know, in different wards, and they would show up, like, every week. And they don't be, you know what I mean? I can't say it wasn't nothing wrong with them, but they were happy to see you. They was on a friendly. They was like, yeah, you know what I mean? Somebody coming to push me around. My meals is coming on time. Shit, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So I can't say nothing was wrong with them. But it was a lot relaxed. They was relaxed like the baby in his apology. It was like a hood vacation.
I ain't doing that. There's some people that like going to jail.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They just say, you know, so I mean, there's all types of people out there. I'm definitely not one of them. I like to be at the crib. That's my preference.
No doubt.
But yeah, it was, fuck, I was gonna say something, but it's gonna come back to me, man. What was I gonna say? The memes are getting me through. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's really, the memes are definitely, you know, as always,
the net memes don't are helping play, the man.
Motherfucker make it wet.
As they, nah, as man, they say, it's undefeated.
They active. I mean, it's going to get even more active because motherfuckers is at the house.
Yeah, ain't got shit else to do.
So it's going to be a lot of content coming. Trust. It's going to be a lot of that type of shit everywhere. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Let me ask you this. What do you miss most about the outside world?
Work, nigga.
Yeah, that's real shit.
It can work, nigga. Checks.
That's the real
getting
shit.
Get to it. You know what I'm saying? Nigga like me, I'm in a situation where, shit, man, ain't no work popping right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's a shutdown. You know, because businesses ain't running like that. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody putting no priority on content as we speak. People like, you know, Netflix and people who already got content, yeah, they just putting shit out. But motherfuckers who shooting shit on the shutdown right now. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you can't bring people together and da-da-da-da-da. So, shit, yeah, I'm losing. I'm going, you know what I mean? I'm on a situation where you got to sit down. But fortunately, you know what I'm saying, I've struggled before. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the situation before when everybody else was booming. And my shit was on, you know what I'm saying, on business lockdown just out of, because no business was coming my way. So I know what to do, you know what I'm saying? Luckily enough, you know what I'm saying, you just buy the time, you know what I'm saying, pace yourself, and shit, that shit will come on back, man. Don't worry. Start creating. So if you're creating, you know what I'm saying, when it's time to come back up, you're going to be ready. So that's what I miss.
It's definitely shut down the comedy game.
Yeah.
You know, we can't have no crowds. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of people. A lot of people going to be swapping, you know, how they get to the people. It's going to be a lot of, you know, like I said, a lot of content, a lot of Instagram shit, a lot of YouTube shit, a lot of Twitter, TikTok, all of that shit. Just, you know, you know what I mean? It's going to be a whole lot of that.
What you miss?
I don't know, man. Obviously, I miss the paper. I miss being out in the world. I miss the opportunity just to go. I miss the option of going outside. Like, when I go outside now, I feel guilty for being out there. I feel like I need to get the fuck, you know what I mean? Like, I'm fucking up the curve, as they say.
Right.
I need to flatten the curve.
Right.
But I miss that because, honestly, for it to be quarantine season, it's been a beautiful couple days.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, if it was gloomy, it would be a little easier to tolerate, maybe. Maybe I'd be more depressed. I don't know. But the sun is shining like a motherfucker outside. Like, great, you know?
Right.
And you can't really indulge in too much of that.
Right. But see, what I've been trying to do, I've been trying to take a little walk, you know what I'm saying, at prescribed times in the day. And
prescribed by who? You?
Yeah, prescribed by me. You know what I'm saying? Okay, at this particular time, I'm going to get out. And it's something, actually, you know what I'm saying, subconsciously, it's something I used to do when shit was really fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It was like, when shit was fucked up, you know, you be banging through the day trying to get something popping. Right. And then once it hit about 5 o'clock and then, you know what I'm saying, companies start shutting down, and there's no more banging to really do for a while, you know what I'm saying? Then you just relax, and then, like, you know what, let me just take a walk, you know what I mean, go to the coffee shop. That's when Bread Style was popping. So walk down to the coffee shop around about 5 and, you know, kick it and see what's cracking. So subconsciously, I didn't even think about it until just now that, you know, that's what I used to do when shit was fucked up. So right now it's like, okay, boom, about 5 o'clock, I'll go take a little stroll. Yesterday I took my stroll. Motherfuckers look sad out there in them streets, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just had that look of concern. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially like the shop owners. So like, you know, I was walking past like a barber shop, and dude was, you know, sweeping up, just walking through, looking like, ah, damn, I don't know how this shit finna be, because I don't know how his day was, but it didn't look like it went too well. You know what I'm saying? Cats in the restaurant, shutting down their restaurants, and you know what I'm saying? Just everybody just kind of like concerned, look with that look of concern of like, shit, how this shit gonna work? Because that shit look rough out there. You know what I'm saying? I ran into one of my homeboys. He's an entrepreneur too. He had a little coffee shop. I saw him sitting in his car. I mean, he was, you know, he must have been working something out. He was working through something. He wasn't on the phone, but he was kind of jotting some notes in his phone or something. So I knocked on his window. He looked up, recognized me, and shit was like, shit. You know what I'm saying? He rolled the windows down. I was like, what's up, man? He's like, man, I'm trying to get the fuck out of here, man. He's like, shit, I'm trying to vacate, man. It's like, where you headed, man? He's like, I don't know, somewhere south, man. I'm trying to get out of here. And I was like, damn.
Damn.
It was like, you know what I mean? It was kind of like, shit. You know? So as much as I'm dealing with it in my own space and I feel like, you know what I'm saying, cool, I could figure this out. I'm going to keep my head on the swivel. I'm going to keep my eyes open for the opportunities. You know what I'm saying? I got enough to, you know what I'm saying, bust a move if I need to bust a move. And I don't think everybody handling it like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you can see it on people's faces. You know what I mean? We go out in the streets. I went to stopped at the bodega. The motherfucking man at the bodega, he's showing me videos of some shit. I don't even know what part of the world it was, but it was like some people on the tarmac coughing and passing out and shit. Like, I guess I don't know what happened on the damn video. I'm like, damn. It's like motherfuckers just is out there, you know what I'm saying, tuning in to the worst of it. And I'm trying, you know what I mean? I'm trying not to tune in to the worst of it, so I don't want to get locked in to the worst side of it, trying to keep my head in a place where I can focus on, okay, how can I utilize this time to create my next shit, to be in tune with who I am, to be in tune with my family, to, you know what I'm saying, reconnect with my wife in a way that we probably haven't been able to reconnect that ever, you know what I mean? Other than holidays, you know what I'm saying? You might get 2 weeks, Christmas, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know what I'm saying? You don't really have that time to just be. So I try to look at shit like that. How can I reshape this shit no matter how it turn out on the other side?
Right. Yeah, I agree. You kind of got to make the most of it. You know, you got to wrap your mind around it. I think you can't really succumb to the hysteria, you know? But unfortunately, it can happen, especially, you know, I was looking, not to get super political, but, you know, I was chopping it up, and I was thinking about it. You know, when Obama, like, with fucked up shit would happen, Obama was an intelligent dude. He would come to the podium, and even if he didn't know what was going on, he said, listen, we got the best researchers and scientists on this, and they're processing it just as fast. Like, he knew how to kind of, he had good bedside manner as a president. He kind of knew how to pull the country together, address, you know, some of the anxiety. I know you guys are nervous about that, but look, we're taking care of this, and this is what's going on. This is the plan that we're moving with, blah, blah, blah. It seemed intentional and forward moving. Whereas when you see Trump do his shit, Trump look like he on the witness stand being cross-examined. Like, he shaking all of that shit off.
Right.
He like, look, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know, like, I don't know who told you that shit. I don't know where you heard that. That wasn't me. I saw the one clip where the lady asked him about, you know, how he fired all the people that were responsible for pandemic research and things like that. Mm-hmm. And he looked at his man like, yo, first he was like, I don't even, first of all, he said, I think that's a nasty question, which I thought was hilarious. Hit him with some old school shaming. That was a nasty question. That was nasty that you even asked that. That was a nasty question, which is one of his little things he likes to do. Especially the black female journalists, I've peeped that. But that was a nasty question you asked. But you know what? I wouldn't even be the nigga to ask. I wouldn't be the motherfucker to answer your question, because, I mean, I know I'm the president, but I'm not the one. I don't really know. There's a lot of other people that be up in the White House and shit. And he looked back at his man. He was like, yo, Gerald, did you hear about this shit? Gerald was like, nah, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. All right, well, we're going to look into it. Then he said some shit. He told homegirl, he was like, look, it's so many things that's going on, you know, like, you ain't just work at this one little news outlet your entire career. You've moved around. I like how he projected and spun. I didn't like it. It's compelling. It's a damn shame. But if he wasn't the president, he would definitely be more funny than me.
Right.
But at this time, when cats need a little bit of just a little bit of information or something to kind of get them through, something to hang their hat on, just some type of stable word. The top is not where you're looking. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't where you're going for that. You got to go again to these Instagram memes and laugh your way through this shit. Cause it's crazy, man. I pop in and out. You know what I mean? Like I told y'all, I cut the cord a while ago, so I don't have a whole lot of, like, the cable news. I don't have, like, the 24-hour cable cycles. But, you know, I'm on Twitter. I go to, you know, NewYorkTimes.com, read through there and all of that stuff. So I try to stay informed, but in doses, because you don't want to just mainline this 24-hour news cycle and get that shit to flare up your anxiety.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, there's not much you could do outside of stay your ass out the way, you know what I mean? Wash your hands, you know, which has become a whole thing. Like, I don't know if you saw the little video of the ladies on the morning show singing Sorry Miss Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
As they washed their hands.
That was Wakanda news, you know what I'm saying? That was from the land of Wakanda. Where, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Wakanda's giving you a lot. First of all, awesome Wakanda shit. I like the fact, shout out to the mayor of Wakanda, Keisha Bottoms.
The city of Atlanta.
I like that she had to, the city of Atlanta, if you're not hip. You know, that's the city of Atlanta. But there was a video that was coming out. You know, everybody says social distancing, everybody keep your space 6 feet or more, blah, blah, blah. And then it cuts to the club, and this shit is going up or whatever. And some people, you know, they labeled it Atlanta. It could have been Atlanta.
Yeah.
Some people went as far as to label it specifically Magic City.
Right.
But this is what I appreciated. Keisha Bottoms stepped to the podium and said, no, 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 no. That is not Magic City. That may be somewhere amongst our community, but it is not the Magic City.
Right.
We need to do better. But the fact that she had that, she could differentiate and knew immediately, no, that is not the premier strip club that Atlanta is definitely known for.
No,
that is a different place.
You gotta protect
that, just shows you
cultural landmark at all costs, and that's how they treat some of their cultural outlets. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, that is part of our tourist economy. So leave the icons alone. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to say it, say it right. But
make sure you know where you.
And then they went and shut. They went ahead and shut Magic City on down. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not sure.
Makes sense.
I'm not sure how Atlanta is doing right now in this quarantine and shutting down of a lot of the cultural spaces that make it what it is. Just like, you know, everywhere is shutting down. So, but it's kind of like specific to, you know, the black community that, you know, these businesses are closing, and the, a lot of the people that work in these businesses, not just strip clubs, just saying bars, restaurants, shit like that, is very endemic to Atlanta culture. You know what I mean? A lot of our Atlanta celebrities own these restaurants and, you know, places of,
yeah,
of business where people gather. Like, Atlanta is known for bringing people together. So with these types of places closing, restaurants, bars, clubs, you know, it's got to be a shock to the local economy. And a lot of entrepreneurs who operate strictly in the service space, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, the promoters, the bar, the bartenders, the bottle girls, the, you know what I mean? It's a lot of
the Uber drivers.
The Uber, well, you know, they shut down Uber.
I don't know if they shut down Uber, but I wouldn't get in an Uber. Definitely not an Uber pool. Not during this time.
Nah, but you know, people, you still know what get, I mean? People like without cars shit. Are still getting in the Ubers, man. Just like they still getting in the
But
train.
I think they're gonna shut that down though. I think that, again, that might go under if they do that whole shelter situation. They say no travel. So we'll see what happens. But I wouldn't want to be in close quarters. I definitely wouldn't want to be in a Camry with a motherfucker with a cough.
Nah. But, you know,
that's the last.
People going to have to get to the doctor.
I walk.
People going to have to get to the groceries that they need to buy. So,
yeah.
Even,
I'm curious
even
how that's going to work out.
Yeah, even in the shelter in place, people still got to get essential shit. Because, shit, yeah, the way the Amazon workers talking is looking like they might shut Amazon down. Nobody said that.
That would be crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Who said that? I heard they just hired a bunch of new people.
They are hiring 100,000 new people, but there's a surge in workers who work in the warehouse. Because in Europe, workers, you know, were infected inside of the warehouse. And they were saying that Amazon is not taking enough precautions to protect them. So they got to do more. So it's like a surge of workers in the U.S. saying, hey, now, shit, now we you have to do more than tell us to wash our hands, because the closest bathroom is a 4-minute walk from where we work. And because of the quotas that you have us on, it's not even efficient enough for us to get to the bathroom to wash our hands and do this job at the same time. So, you know, they putting pressure from a worker side. So it's a lot going on, because, you know, if that Amazon shut down, ooh, Lord, that quarantine going to be fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? That quarantine.
Well, look, the prime is definitely slowed down. That shit ain't a couple days no more. That shit take a minute. You know what I mean? Right. That's definitely, everything's taking a hit.
Yeah, I put my order in last week, and my water, because, you know what I'm saying, it was like I ordered some water. My water came in yesterday, and the post office worker who brought the water, he the local guy who always come. You know what I'm saying? To be honest, he kind of lazy. He the type of mailman. He do the trucks, the like the express deliveries and shit like that. Not the typical day to day mail, but he the type of motherfucker that will say your package has been delivered. But he hadn't delivered that shit yet. Fuck around and deliver his shit 2 days later. You know what I'm saying? He that type of dude.
I hate that.
He's slick. He real slick with it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If he don't feel like doing the deliveries.
I don't even understand. Why would you do that? I don't understand that. I hate that shit. But why would you do that?
Because
shit? What do you get from
because
that?
Because you might have something else to do with your time that day, so you could finish your route early and ain't nobody gonna check you. And then you just, you know what I'm saying, do that shit when you feel like it. I don't know why he do the shit, but he done did it to me a couple of times. So when he came to bring the water, you know, he was huffing and puffing because I ordered a lot of water. You know what I'm saying? So he was huffing and puffing, bringing the shit in, and was like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm retired, man. I got 8 more months before I could retire, man. I'm out of here, man. I, you know, because
he an old head? He's an old dude?
He said he was 50. What did he say? He was 56, I think. So what he was saying is now that everybody's ordering all this shit, he was like, people ordering sinks. He was like, man, you know what I'm saying? I ordered water. He was like, you know, everybody's ordering a lot of heavy shit. so he don't feel like delivering that shit. You know what I'm saying? So he like,
I hear that shit. I'm not even mad at him.
Hey man,
I hear that shit. Yo, meet me at the truck, nigga.
You got a truck. You got a hand cart. Outside. It ain't like you holding this shit on your back, man. You got a hand cart. You got all this shit. You in the neighborhood where you could drive right up to the house, put the shit on the hand cart. But of course, I would expect that from him because on a regular, on a day to day, on some old little bitty shit. You know what I'm saying? He'll mark your shit.
That's just who he is.
Mark your shit delivered and then deliver your shit next week. You know what I'm saying? And you be in his bitch panicking.
You know,
you know what I'm saying? Like, where the fuck is my shit?
You ain't never spoke to him about that shit?
Yeah, I done spoke to him about that shit. I had some lenses.
What'd he say?
I had some lenses and he marked that shit delivered and then it wasn't delivered. And then a couple days later, he delivered the shit and then he ain't even put it in my, he hid the shit, like, you know what I'm saying? I guess he delivered, I wasn't there. He hid the shit behind my garbage can and shit. So when I seen him, I'm like, yo, man, where the fuck is my shit? He's like, oh man, it's behind the garbage can. I'm like, man, when you put it there, I put it there yesterday. I'm like, man, you said that shit was delivered last week. You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh man, you know how shit, you know, he hit me with the, you know, blah, 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 say skipping the third, you know what I'm saying? And then jumped in his truck. You know what I'm saying?
I hate that shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I hate when motherfuckers do some bullshit like that, and then you call them on the bullshit, and then they play it in a way to where you almost feel guilty for calling them on their unprofessionalism.
Right,
they be like, you know, I'm trying to da-da-da-da. You like, you almost want to be like, all right, my nigga, it's all good. Nah. But you don't, because that's that bullshit. Right. But you're like, man, if you don't get the fuck out of here.
But he know how to, you know what I'm saying, he used to it, so he know how to, you know what I'm saying, keep it stepping. Like, you know what I'm saying, you be saying that shit. And he be having his back to you the whole time you saying all that shit, headed to the truck. Like, you know what I'm saying? You be like, motherfucker.
He pulling off.
He be like, ah, man, blah, 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 blah. He one of them old slick niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Ah, shit.
You can't whoop on your mailman and shit. That's a federal crime.
Nah, that's poor form. Yeah, don't do that.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that. That don't even get you no points in jail.
Nah, man.
What you in here for? I beat the shit out of my mail carrier.
Yeah, nigga.
That's just egregious. Shit. But you know what's funny? You bought heavy-ass water, right? Because this brings me back to this, because I got to go back out in the world tomorrow. I caught a flat on Friday. So I got to go get my tire fixed. I had to get a tire shipped in and all of that shit. I got to go out and have it put on. Mm-hmm. But, and then while I'm out, I might do a quick defensive Walmart mission.
Damn.
I don't know if I want to walk up to Walmart.
Where's you going to a Walmart at?
There's one in Jersey.
Okay.
There's one in Jersey because I got to get my tire put on right over, you know, over the bridge or whatever. It's close to me. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. I was at the Walmart. You know, I told y'all about that last week. So I felt like I got a good amount. But there's a couple things I want to double back for, you know, that I don't really need to double back for. But I kind of want to double back on some non-perishables and maybe another bag of frozen whiting. But it begs the question. It begs the question because, you know, we got tipped off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't want to put it all out there. This is tip off season. A lot of motherfuckers is getting tips from people that work at the government and things of that nature. But we got tipped off that there might be some full quarantine shit. So make sure that you, you know, the information was like get 3 to 4 weeks of food.
Mm-hmm.
Which is ridiculous. I don't even think 3 to 4 weeks of food would fit in my refrigerator. But it begs the question, especially in this uncertain time and, you know, hysteria, how much is enough? When do you feel like, I think I'm good? You know what I mean? Because when you facing the unknown and all of this, stay in the house and only do shit that's essential.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of you that's like, do I have enough water? Do I have enough toilet paper? I had to buy some loose toilet paper just because I was kind of laughing at everybody going crazy over toilet paper. I was like, yo, I bought a whole thing of toilet paper from Target a couple weeks back. Then I looked back and I only had one roll left. So I had to make a a desperate run, and I got a couple loosies of toilet paper that I might have paid too much for. But again, like, how much is enough? When do you feel like, all right, we should be straight? What do you think?
It depends on your resources. It depends on your vision of doom and or your vision of optimism. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's either doom or optimism. You know what I'm saying? So that's where, you know what I'm saying, your benchmark is going to be. You know, how much can you hold? For me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I went with the 3-4 weeks, and I've been fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I've been fucked up before. I done been broke. And not enough, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't been like a long time ago when I was a kid. It's been, you know what I'm saying, not very recent, but it's been in recent years that
you can still feel it.
The pain. I know how to shop. You know what I'm saying? I know how to shop for meals. Oh, yeah. I know how to shop per meal, because when you fucked up, right, and you only got a little bit, you were like, okay, I got this amount of money. So how can I get, you know what I'm saying, 5 days of food? You know what I'm saying? And you go in that bitch and you shopping for meals. You ain't shopping for shit. You ain't just going in there like, oh, la da da. Ooh, I want some of that. Okay, we gonna get some of that. Nah.
Right.
Nah, you shopping for meals. For breakfast, do I have 5 days of breakfast? Okay, you know what I'm saying? I could get this, get that. You know what I'm saying? Give me some flour. Could make some motherfucking pancakes 3 days out of the flour and shit. And then I get, you know what I'm saying, carton of eggs. I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Box of cereal and some milk. All right, cool. That's breakfast. I got breakfast for 5 days. And then, you know what I'm saying, if you got to do snacks, meals or lunch, you know what I'm saying? Okay, we got lunch meat, we got this. I got a few little packaged shits that, you know what I'm saying, the kids could just throw in the oven and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Make some lunch, you know what I'm saying? Boom, and then dinner. Dinner, you know, you need a motherfucking starch, a vegetable, a meat. You know what I mean? That's your baseline shit. Mm-hmm. All right, do I have 5 things of meat? I got 5 things of meat. Do I got 5 vegetables enough for 5 days? Yep, I do. All right, cool, that's it. You know what I'm saying? You leave up out that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I know how to shop by meal. You know what I mean? So when he said three weeks or 4 weeks, you know what I'm saying? I went and shopped for 4 weeks and shit worth of meals. And then I did like extra shit like grains and motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Like couscous and fucking quinoa and motherfucking lentil.
Nigga said grains.
Hell yeah, nigga. See, cause grains.
That's some Oregon Trail shit. Hell yeah,
See, motherfuckers go to the store and get all them Doritos and fucking all these snack packs and right, all this shit. And
the dumb
that
shit.
That shit ain't gonna save your ass when you run out. When your ass get low and you need a motherfucking meal that's gonna stick to your stomach, that shit ain't gonna happen. Yeah. You need some fucking grains, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm some
saying?
Grains.
You know what I'm saying? Big ass bag of rice. You know what I'm saying? Couscous, quinoa, lentils. You know what I'm saying? All that little shit like that. Beans. You know what I'm saying? Shit that
shit that
you could just make. Like you make a thing or you make a pot of rice. That shit is gonna hold you. That's gonna hold everybody. You can make a whole fucking meal out of rice. I remember when I was a kid. And my mama used to be making them struggle meals and shit, like survival shit. She used to grow bean sprouts under the counter, make some fucking rice, a whole thing of rice, and then crack 2 eggs, scramble them bitches, fry the rice, throw the eggs in that bitch with the motherfucking bean sprouts that she grew up under the motherfucking counter. That shit was a meal. A full-ass meal. You was good. Yeah. You was happy. Like, hey, I ate. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? I could see her rubbing the sweat off her forehead. Cause I now, as a grown person, I know how that feel when you produce a motherfucking meal that's gonna sustain people, put some smiles on your faces, get these kids up off you for a minute till you could get to the next meal. You know what I'm saying? So right. I be shopping like that. Like, can I do that? You know what I'm saying? Cause after all that other shit is gone, all that fly shit and boop. You got to start putting them struggle meals together and them grains. whole, they be like the centerpiece. They be like the centerpiece. Because then if you got some grains, then you could take the little meat you got, whatever it is, if it's fish, if it's shrimp or whatever. You could chop that shit up.
Mm-hmm. Ration
and you could
it.
Chop that shit up and yeah, stir it up in that shit. Then you got a meal. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like a stir fry situation.
No, I hear and you. Then, I hear you. You got to definitely. Go ahead. And then, keep going.
When I was, it was a point at a time when I was fucked up back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Where I was reading this article about this. It was about these researchers that was trying to figure out how to stop, you know, global hunger and shit. So they went to this one town. It was somewhere in the East, you know what I'm saying, Vietnam or somewhere like that, Philippines or something like that. And they were studying people and how some villages, their people were healthier than other villages. And they went to this one village and the people were healthy and they didn't understand, like, because it wasn't a lot of resources going through that was like very like, you know, impoverished, but the people were healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were studying what they ate, and they were saying that the women, they put together these meals where they have rice, you know what I'm saying? And what they did was, because a lot of times in places that are not healthy, the people aren't eating vegetables and shit, and then so they're not eating enough vegetables, they're not eating enough stuff on top of that. So in this particular place, the women, they would make rice and they would cut up all the vegetables that they have and put it in the rice. Mm-hmm. And then whatever scraps of like shrimp, like seafood, like there was like an island. So it's like seafood and little, you know what I'm saying, little stuff that they get out to sea. Whatever they got out to sea, they, you know what I'm saying, chop that shit up and mix it in with the rice and the vegetables. And that's how they stay healthy, because they had the protein from the little shit from the sea. They always kept the vegetables inside of the rice, and then they had the rice. And the rice hold that shit down. That'd be like the epicenter of the shit. So I was like, ooh. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I'm going to adopt the fuck out of that shit. And that's what we did. You know what I'm saying? We put them vegetables, like, you know what I'm saying? Because if you give kids a vegetables, a side of vegetables, they might not eat all that shit and they start scraping that shit in the garbage. Mm-hmm. But if you chop that shit up really finely and that shit is just within the situation, you don't really taste the kale when it's chopped all up inside of the pasta and shit. And then you got like shrimp, right, and whatever else in the sauce. Then they get in the nutrients they need and you survive. And you know what I'm saying? So even now, I'm not in that situation. But I be thinking like that, like, okay, if this shit hit the fan, these motherfucking Lego Eggos ain't gonna save us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I chopped up some vegetables and put them shits in the hamburger helper. You know what I mean? Some mixed vegetables. And I felt responsible. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, obviously, I mean, hamburger. Don't judge my struggle meal.
But you ain't even struggling.
I'm not struggling, but you know, sometimes I think you got to graduate from certain shit. You know what I mean? But, you know, again, we facing doomsday. Right. So I'm trying to fuck with shit that's going to stretch. Like you said, these meals that'll do it. So that I did the hamburger help. And I was like, you know what, man, let me get these vegetables. And I just took some mixed vegetables, some frozen mixed vegetables, just threw that shit in there and mixed it up. And I felt great that I did that. You know what I mean? Like, you know. You definitely gotta tweak your playbook, right, and you're gonna realize how deep your playbook is in times like this. You know what I mean? You're gonna have to run a few audibles,
no doubt. So, and then what you be doing is you this one you gotta draw on your ancestors and shit. You know what I'm saying? You gotta remember that shit your grandma used to do. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit used to be a joke back then, but you be like, oh, now I see. Well, they had a deep freezer full of meat and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Yeah. It's a lot of freezing and thawing. A lot of freezing and thawing going on in the spot. Absolutely. Yeah. I definitely, because for me, for a long time, the freezer was damn near the garbage. Or it was just it was just forgotten about.
Your grandma would probably look at your freezer and shake her head like,
Yeah. Nah, my grandmother's whip up game is so crazy. Like, she always pulling some shit out the freezer and throwing it and turning it into some magic.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah.
That's that shit you got to draw on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because now is that time. It's that time.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, you know, I'm trying to stay, you know, obviously it's still a brink. This is still arguably week one of the real shit. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to just be positive and, you know, try to utilize a lot of this time for introspection and rebuilding and exploring creativity and not to sound too holistic, but, you know, get on your self-care shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All of that type of shit. Just do the most. Do the best. Like, right. just really make this shit, make this bid work for right. you. You know what I mean? You know, on a certain level, my thing is, this is, I'm a little concerned with how this social distancing is going to affect a nation that's already quite divided. You know what I mean? Because now everybody's a suspect. Everybody, you're looking at certain people like, you know what I mean? I'm just curious how we gonna pull through and how we can maintain empathy for the common man, woman, you know what I mean? And everybody that's in our community, to where we don't get too caught up on some old rugged individualism. Now, obviously, this is extreme, but, you know, this is definitely something I'm paying attention to. Also, I did watch Contagion. I rewatched Contagion. It was all right. I don't think it holds up. I saw it before. It was fun. It was cool, but I was like, it's all right. A little heavy-handed.
Right.
You got any more on COVID-19? You want to talk anything more?
Nah, we can kind of move on. Just want, you know, everybody to, you know what I'm saying, take care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, keep everything in perspective. You know, don't right. go out and wild out and spread shit. But, you know what I'm saying, don't panic. You know what I mean? Take the time to reconnect with the motherfuckers that's close to you, your peoples, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
And shit. You know, I definitely want to, you know, make sure that, you know, we're speaking to the people who, you know, might not have people. They might not have close people. You know what I'm saying? Or they might be dealing with...
Right.
With already dealing with, you know, social issues like anxiety and shit like that. I've been seeing a lot of anxiety posts of people that live alone mm-hmm. that's dealing with anxiety. You know what I'm saying? I want to definitely mm-hmm. make mm-hmm. sure that, you know, we keep this show going so that at least we're doing our part with giving people something to do. You know what I'm saying? And this is definitely giving me something to do outside of worrying about yeah. what the fuck. You know what I mean? We could come together and talk and put this shit out for the people to listen to. So, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, I'm here. I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? And I want everybody to know that I'm in it and I'm with you. Whatever, you know what I'm saying, y'all going through, we going through. You know?
No doubt. Spread this shit like COVID-19. Real talk. Like, tell, you know, we always say tell a friend to tell a friend and even an enemy, but for real, tell people, I want this shit to move around a little bit. You know what I mean? I need people to get these numbers up. I don't want to have to get on the Patreon.
I mean, you Patreon say you don't want to have to. We podcast. You talking about you don't want to have to. Nigga, we might have to. Nigga, you ain't.
We might have to. I don't want to rule it out.
You ain't at the stand-up lab doing the stand-up, and I ain't out here shooting this shit. Nigga, we might have to do the Patreon. Yeah. Shit, we might need the people.
We might. We might. We might, but right now we still free and abundant. You know what I mean? Like school lunch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't. The Patreon always feel I got more questions for, but the Patreon always feel like stripping for podcasters. You know what I mean? You go behind the paywall, niggas throw a couple dollars at her. You know what I mean? And then you gotta work harder. You gotta do premiere content and shit like that. I'm all right.
You have it
anyway.
Man, you've taken that shit all the way down to the. God
I'm
damn
just saying,
that's
man.
A terrible vision. Imagine that shit. Niggas man. And thongs stripping for podcasts. That's a terrible. That's a terrible look. Hairy ass legs and shit.
That's a little that's much terrible. Yo, on another note, What are you watching during the quarantine season? Where you at? Anything new? You got any shit you want to suggest?
My Westworld shit came back this week, so I was on that. Right. You know what I'm
saying? I've never watched
Westworld.
I got to get into that.
I fuck with Westworld. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's an interesting. It's kind of like Black Mirror in a way that it's an interesting look at one thought of the future and how it could go, being in the information age that we're living in and the way that people are taking our content and our, you know what I'm saying, all of our stuff and creating algorithms. So Westworld is good in that it's exploring that in a way where they created a whole amusement park based on, you know what I'm saying, you being able to live out whatever you wanted to live out. But on the back end, they're taking all of your data and creating an algorithm based on humans' behavior and their thought processes and what their real core shit is. You know what I'm saying? Not the shit you put out to the people. What your real core shit is. That you know what I'm saying? Your deep shit. Not your fake shit. You know what I'm saying? Not the shit we present. So it's interesting in the way that Black Mirror does the same shit. So I've been on that, on some other shit. I guess I've been on some other future shit. I've been on Altered Carbon, which I felt like is a bootleg version. It's like, it's not as tight as Black Mirror. It's kind of like bootleg a little bit. But I enjoy it. It's entertaining, you know what I'm saying? And it's all over the place. You know what I'm saying? It's not as tight. And then, you know, the effects are a little cheesy. It's almost like, you know, back in the day, like a USA movie, like USA Channel movie. Mm-hmm. Them movies and shit that look kind of weird, 30 frames per second type of movies and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They just look weird. It kind of looked like that, but it's a little tighter than that. You know what I mean? But
what's 30 frames per second?
That's regular TV. Yeah. That's what regular TV looks like. So if you look at your...
Like real standard definition. Yeah, like
if you look at your
shit.
News, it looks like that. If you look at, you know, just regular TV. But movies are shot 24 frames per second, which more looks more cinematic, more film. So on the USA channel, it's like they shot their movies in 30 frames. So it kind of looked weird. It didn't look like other like long form movies or long form shows. It wasn't shot in film. It was like shot on video. I don't know what it was, but it just looked weird. And that's how Altered Carbon kind of looks. But it's actually good in the way if you can get past all the technical shit. And that's just me because I'm, you know.
That's what. Anything else?
Altered Carbon, Westworld. I've been on that Queen Sonos, which is the first African show that Netflix produced. And it...
I heard that shit is supposedly dope.
Yeah, it's
good.
Beautiful. Supposedly. It's actually a beautiful shot show, you know what I'm saying? And and it stars Pearl Tusi, who is really cool. My man Mosito from South Africa. She's from South Africa. She's an actress from South Africa. My man Mosito, who lives in Brooklyn, is good friends with her. So I met her a couple years ago at his birthday party. And so I was definitely going to check it out because, you know, she a cool motherfucker. And she actually doing some action hero shit in that shit. So I was like, okay, you know, man, look at Pearl, okay.
Yeah. You the second person to tell me about that one. I got to check that out. I got Westworld on the list. I've also heard about Altered Carbon. I don't know if that's on the list. But my list is getting longer and longer. What have I been fucking with? Go ahead. What you about to say?
Nah, I mean, you know, with Westworld, you gotta go back and start from the beginning because this shit, what they doing this season whole different shit from the other two seasons.
Right. Now, I would start from the beginning if I'm going to do it. It's a few things like that that's on the list to start. I never made it through Watchmen. I might try that. I never made it through Better Call Saul. And I fucking love Breaking Bad, and people say that shit is good. Maybe not just as good, but it's up there with it. I might check that out. I've been watching, you know what I've been checking out? I've been watching Dave on FX. That's the Lil Dicky show.
Lil Dicky.
It's kind of like, it reminds me of like Lil Dicky got a show. Yeah. You know, I read for that too. It's called Dave. Mm-hmm. I think it was called Lil Dicky at one point, but you know, they ain't want to let that rock. But it's called Dave. It's on FX, which is on Hulu, which I got a question after this in a second. But I like it. It's three episodes in so far. It reminds me of like a hip hop Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's funny. Taco from Odd Future's on there, and he's killing that shit.
Taco,
you know,
got a job.
I think this is his first outside of. Yeah, Taco working. You know, right? You know, who knows what's gonna happen after this COVID? But yeah, he good on the show, and it's a funny show. So I like that. It almost made me. It's funny. A homie of mine, shout out my man Relly. He was joking about ad based Hulu. You know, people that watch ad-based Hulu. I'm an ad-based Hulu motherfucker. This catastrophe might make me upgrade. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know it was such a thing that people was being judged on by certain people.
I know,
but
people.
Do you have ads on your Hulu?
I've seen people judging.
Do you have Hulu?
I got Hulu, but shit, I don't know. I pay whatever. I don't know if I got ads. I don't think I got ads, but I seen people judge your Spotify if it got ads. I saw a meme talking about, you know what I'm saying, when you pass your broke friends, the aux cord, and then the ads come on.
Hilarious.
Motherfucker so judgy out here.
Oh, man. It's crazy. They real sensitive, too, in these internets. They done took Vanessa Hudgens is catching a bad one because she said some slick shit about COVID-19. Jamel Hill is catching a bad one. Well, nah, nothing crazy. She's just like, you know, Jamel
what
Hill.
What
is that? She, somebody. Jamel Hill, you don't know. No, that's a woman. She's a I don't know. They said some shit. I don't know. You go on Twitter.
Go on.
Because that's how you find out about it. This is typically how I find. No,
because
I don't like to recap the dumb shit. I don't like to recap the dumb shit because it just, this is how you come upon it. You'll see somebody tweet like, damn, I ain't know Vanessa Hutchins was wild like that. Or it's about time we got Jamel Hill out of here.
I mean,
like,
they get, all right, they let me be go trying research to get Jamel what Hill happened. Out of here every week.
Jamel Hill.
She always sends some shit.
But anyway, I think Vanessa Hutchins said some shit. Yeah, and it wasn't nothing crazy. It wasn't nothing crazy. Vanessa Hutchins shit was, she was like, you know, people gonna die. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of what's the word? Very nonchalant. Maybe not the most empathetic at this moment.
Oh, she,
you know what I'm saying? So people are like, you need to be a little bit more sensitive.
Oh, she's talking about,
you know what I mean?
Oh, like, so she was like, oh, niggas die every day, B.
Kind of, sort of, in that vein. Like, yo, she's like, yo, all right, let's slow it down. There's going to be some people going to die, but people die, all, like, inevitably, people die. You know what I'm saying? And I think people kind of overreacted to the fact, like, they just found out today that people actually die. You know what I mean? It just happens. Sometimes it's from whatever the phenomenon illnesses of the moment. Some people die by just getting hit by a fucking bus.
Right.
You know what I mean? But everybody's leaving.
Right. Yeah, you know.
Anyway.
And it's no room, really. Everybody got their own feelings and shit, so. But it's really not no room for, you know, because people feel like, a lot of people feel like some people are overreacting. It's only a 3%
right.
death rate. You know what I'm saying? But when that death is in your house, you know what I'm saying? That shit feel a certain
death
kind of way.
Death.
You know what I'm saying? Death is fucking death. And then everybody is sitting here mm-hmm. not knowing and just waiting for it to infiltrate their scenario. Yeah, so for, you know what I'm saying, for the insensitive talk, it's kind of like, come on, man, we don't really need that right now, especially in the doomsday scenario, man. Sit your ass down. If you don't feel it, shut the fuck up, you know?
Hey, man, I feel like everybody got the freedom to express
no
how
doubt.
They feel,
and then everybody got
the most favorable feeling.
Right, everybody got a...
And everybody got the feeling to be like, shut the
exactly.
fuck up.
Everybody
no
got.
Doubt. And I'm not mad at that.
Everybody got a right to say what they want to say.
Canceling is weird. Some bullshit.
And everybody got a right to drag a motherfucker. If y'all could drag Meg by the 2.7, y'all could drag an insensitive motherfucker about, talk about everybody die. And then your 78-year-old grandma sitting here, you know what I'm saying, trying to avoid the corona.
Yeah, man. I did see I watched Nina, the movie on Nina Simone on Hulu this weekend. And it wasn't good. It wasn't good. It was just.
Is it a documentary or a movie?
I wouldn't say it wasn't good. No, it's a movie. It's
the
shit
with light skinned lady played Nina Simone.
Zoe Saldana. Zoe Saldana.
They put that shit up.
Nina Simone. Yeah, because that was the thing. I thought the controversy buried it, but that shit done. I don't know if it went straight to Hulu, but it's out. And you know, it's a tough watch. Cause it's like first of all. And I fuck with Zoe. You know, she tried to do a thing. I think the casting was terrible on this. It could have been a bunch of people. Homegirl, I want to find out her name. My homegirl that played in Pariah, I think she looks a lot like Nina Simone.
Right, exactly. Shout out to my man, Chris Lambert, neighbor.
For pointing that out. Oh, yeah? What's her name?
Stop playing. Keep moving.
You can't claim a name if you don't know the
man,
name.
Shut the fuck up, man. That's just my neighbor, man.
She my neighbor, old such
she
and such.
She is my neighbor, but
old Nina Simone face. Anyway, so the shit looked like blackface for about the first 30 minutes.
Damn.
Like, it's just a little bit. And the thing is, she trying, you know, I think, what's my man's name, the other cat? That's not Daniel Kaluuya. I forget the other cat that's in it. I forget my man's name. Y'all go to IMDb. You know I'm not IMDb for y'all. But, you know, it was some moments in it because the thing is, it's still a story of Nina Simone, and Nina Simone is very interesting and things like that, but it's distracted. It'll kind of take you out of it, at least for the first 30 minutes till you just say, you know what, fuck it. It is what it is. They didn't get that right, but let me just power on through. Right, you know what I mean? Right. Mike Epps makes an appearance. He plays Richard Pryor again. Mm-hmm. It's all
right. Right. And then my neighbor's name, her name is Ada Perro. Okay? That's her name. Okay?
That's her name?
Ada Perro.
Shout out to Ada Perro. Yeah, she would have killed it. She'd have killed it. But what the fuck else? Did you hear the Jay Electronica album?
I did. I heard it as I was shopping for the Doomsday groceries.
That's fine. That's a good.
You know what I'm saying?
That
held me down in the line. You know what I'm saying? It was good. It was a good listen. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. You know what I'm saying?
It's not bad.
He is who he is, and he did what he did. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it wasn't bad. I think, I don't know what I expected. I guess it was 10 years. So, you know, the expectations were kind of high. It's grown on me. You know what I mean? I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's bad at all.
It's not bad. He's a very solid MC. He put out some quality content like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Is it the bop? I don't think he intended it for it to be the bop where you like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? But it is that consciousness and that yeah. That slick talk that you need to you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
get your consciousness straight, you know what I'm saying? It's the counterbalance to all the shit that we got out here, you know what I'm saying? So it's the shit that people be asking for, but then when it come, they be like, okay, you know what I mean? It's that shit. It's the knowledge, you know what I'm saying?
It's the knowledge.
And you know, I love the knowledge, you know what I'm saying? It's just like,
I appreciate.
I just
the
feel
knowledge.
Like you know what I'm saying when you got the knowledge though, you gotta up your beat selections. You know what I'm saying? It's like when Rakim came.
That's always
when
tough.
Rakim came with Paid in Full. The knowledge met the right beats. You know what I'm saying? And it had the 808. Right. It had you know what I'm saying. It had the dancing shit. No, you got soul. You know what I'm saying? AB for president. That shit was the perfect blend of knowledge and pop culture. You know what I'm saying? I think now, like with Jay Electronica's album, it's more knowledge than pop culture. You know what I'm saying? And it probably was intended to be that way. And I'm not mad at that because I could get into it. I could get into just the words of what they talk about. What throws me off with the album is trying to reconcile Jay's emergence into the knowledge realm. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I mean? That's the harder part of the album is trying to, okay, Jay is trying to drop some science and some mathematics, not just, you know what I'm saying? Not just grown man shit, not just flex shit, not just I done balled on you nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? This nigga trying to reach into the books and pull out gems. You know what I'm saying? So it's harder for me to reconcile his voice with those actions than it is to just bop to Jay Elect. You know what I'm saying? Because he been doing that.
Right. Yeah, I could. It's not that hard to reconcile it because Jay Elect is Jay-Z's conscious friend. You know what I mean? And you know when you got your conscious friend, you get conscious around them. You know what I mean? You start spitting that. You start spitting all that shit. That's just how it
I mean, that's a great way. You should have told me that before I listened to the album because that's a great way to describe the shit. That's a great way to describe what I was trying, I was feeling. Okay, I got it. Bird up.
He indulges his 5% moments. Bird up. You know what I mean? It's like it's almost like Jay-Z's a big actor who does like indie work with like another director that'll bring out a different side of him. Right, you know what I mean? And it's cool. I dig it. I dig it. This is the only thing about the Jay-Z shit is I think that for this to be Jay Electronica's debut, I think that Jay kind of, he just kind of distracted you from that. You know what I mean? Like, it was almost like, in my mind, it was enough Jay Electronica bars to where, okay, it wasn't like Jay Electronica wasn't there. You know what I mean? But after 10 years of waiting on a debut, I would have liked to have a little bit more a focused effort to where I guess we kind of know who Jay Electronica is from Exhibit C and all of that shit. He ain't really changed it up a little bit. He's a hell of a lyricist. He has a way with words. I think he's poetic. He's just as poetic as he is conscious or militant. You know what I mean? Like the way he says certain shit, he's got a talent for like, you know, his wordplay. I think that we could have kind of seen a little bit more of that on display. You know what I mean? It was just kind of like, it was almost distracted because as much as, not to say, I mean, I was a huge fan of Exhibit C and I fuck with Jay Electronica. I think he's a dope MC. So it set up an expectation to see what he could do with a full length project. So as much as I was anticipating that after all these years to where it became laughable, like that shit, it became a damn near detox type situation. But then when it finally delivers, it's like you kind of sharing the bill with Hove. And that's not a bad thing, but it's a little distracting because it kind of make you, damn, I want to hear Hove now. Well, you know what I mean? Like, it kind of take me off of what's being offered up here. In my mind.
I think that was the point. For me, I feel like Jay invested in him. You know what I'm saying? He languished. He did his Rothschild thing. You know, he lived in the world. He did all this shit. And he got these bars. He might have these bars. They was like, nigga, listen, what the fuck do you got? He's like, man, I got these bars right here. And it's like, you know what? He got this shit right here. You know what I'm saying? If I add my shit to what he got, then we got a full situation. If I just let him be on his own, he's stuck in his head. He's not moving forward. We're not going to get nothing else out this nigga, man. So let's just take, it's like with kids when they say like, you know what I'm saying, artists is like kids. It's like, you got to take the motherfucking canvas away from their ass. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes they just won't let it be done, you know? So you got to take the canvas away and just be like, this is it. You know what I'm saying? So Jay probably was like, listen, man, just give me, I'm coming. I'm taking all the shit you got and we going to fucking make an album out of whatever the fuck it is you got. And that's what happened. And they did that.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Jay put his verses to it. They made full songs out of Lee. He even got shit in the record where he rapping and then don't have no bar right there, and then just mumble through it. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you write and you be like,
it's about Jay Electronica.
It was one.
Yeah, I heard it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like I come from the stars and bars with bars and shinks. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm saying, like, nigga, did y'all leave that there? They like, nigga, we just give me what you got, and we gonna put this shit out, man.
Right. We'll get it through. Yeah, Kanye's done that too a couple times. He did that on Watch the Throne a couple times. But
that's where they get the idea from.
Yeah,
nigga, you ain't gotta finish that shit, man. Listen, man, just give it here. I'm gonna put my bars, and that's gonna make you finish, okay?
And he kind of said that on the album. What I hope happens, because I agree with all of that, I think is definitely like, let me get you over the finish line. Let's just get this out here. Let's just deliver this to the people so we can get this out the way. So we don't got to be obsessing over the your first
splash.
And
now you can make your own money.
What I hope though is the next album is more, you know, like there'll be less lag time between now and then. Now that you done jumped in the water, you know, figured out how cold or how hot the water is, now you're going to swim a little bit. Let's get some more shit out here. You know what I mean? Like, let's see what else you could bring. Like, I'm curious to see what is this going to propel forward.
Wait another 13 years for that?
I hope not. I hope it's something that comes within the next year.
Enjoy this shit.
You know what I mean? Like, if you active, be active.
You better enjoy this shit, man. Yeah, that nigga finna do damage on y'all. He going to do this shit. By the time they open this shit back up, he could tour. He go get him some money. And then, shit, y'all ain't going to see his ass no more for another fucking 13 years.
Yeah. But D'Angelo got full D'Angelo albums, too. You got to realize that. That's not like D'Angelo jumped on a whole record.
I'm not saying that they are the same.
Yeah, no, I get
that. What the fuck's up with Tom Brady, though, man?
He left the Patriots. He's leaving. He's saying, "Yo, man, I wanna show y'all I'm nice anywhere.
Why, nigga? You 45 years old. Like, it has to be something going on.
You got something to prove.
Because at this point, you know what I'm saying? You maybe won two seasons before you saying, you know, I'm done. Like, it's like he's saying to the Patriots, fuck y'all. Whatever they did to him, he mad. You know what I'm saying? And he doing that shit with a smile.
Maybe.
He like, man, fuck y'all. I'm out this bitch. I ain't got to end my career with you motherfuckers. I go somewhere else, get my last big payday, and then shit, I'm going to sit my ass down. Fuck y'all.
You know, I'd heard speculation, because, you know, obviously, this shit is, we talking sports, this is going to be out of my depth, but I've heard quite a bit of speculation about, you know, that whole Brady-Belichick tandem, where one, you know, it's often assumed that one couldn't do it without the other, you know what I mean? And maybe there was some friction there or whatever, but I think, you know, I think maybe Brady got some shit to prove. Maybe he's like, dog, it's not even about the system I'm in, I'm just that nice. You know what I mean? You could put me anywhere. And we'll remains to be seen.
I know I seen Stephen A. Smith talking about, you know, Belichick probably didn't give him, you know what I'm saying, the accolades that he probably deserved. And he kept him as you're a regular motherfucker to me. You just a player on the motherfucking team. That's my system.
Right.
But again, I don't think really Tom Brady has much to prove. He don't have nothing to prove. I think he knows that he can get a fat check. You know what I'm saying? To go somewhere. He going to get that big, badass, guaranteed-ass payout for the last 1-2 years and set the rest of his motherfucking kids' life and grandkids' life up just off this last contract. You know what I'm saying? Because who not going to pay him whatever the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
I'm not mad at that. He done gave New England enough championships. Right. I don't owe y'all niggas shit.
He gonna go get the shit. Oh, you talking shit, my nigga? Fuck that. I'm gonna go get this bread, and then I'm gonna go lay the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna cruise through these last 2 years. No matter what I do, I ain't got shit else to prove. And shit, that's it. They say he going to the Bucks, Tampa Bay, which means famous Jameis is gonna be out of a motherfucking job.
He's going to be out of job, you said?
Tom Brady go to the Bucks? Where the fuck? Jameis Winston going to go?
Oh, James Winston to the bench. Well, shit. Jameis Wilson. I mean, Jameis Winston left on a 30-30 season. Didn't he have 30 interceptions, 30 TDs last season?
He did that to himself. Yeah, he did it to himself, man. But the nigga was so raw in college, and then he had all this off-field shit. He just, damn. Yeah. I mean, that's the nail in your coffin, dog. Like, in the celebration of Tom Brady, it is the motherfucking burial of Jameis Winston.
It could be. Oh, man. Anyway. Shit. I know you brought up Eric B. and Rakim. Condolences go out to Eric B. His daughter just passed away. She was in a car accident. So, Eric B. Yeah, his daughter died in a car accident just, I think, today, actually.
Damn. That's crazy.
Rest in peace.
Where was she? She lived in New York?
I don't know all of that. I think the accident was in Connecticut. I'm not sure where she lived.
I see it now on Twitter. Eric B's daughter dies at 28. That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Shit. But yeah, man. Considering we make it through week one of COVID-19, where you gonna be this week?
You fucking know where I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be in the motherfucker.
Where you gonna be?
In the motherfucking house, nigga. You know what I'm saying? With these kids homeschooling, with my wife, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, tripping off of what the fuck I'm doing. And you know what I'm saying? We gonna be getting it together, falling back in love, I guess. You know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck we gonna be doing.
There you go. That's what's up. Nice what's up. Nice little what you call that shit? I don't even know. I was trying to think of the word, but I couldn't think of it. Fuck it. Don't even worry about it. But yeah, shout out to the lovers. Embrace this quarantine and make it work for you. Shit, I'm gonna be in the crib as well. I'm gonna be fucking getting through my watch later on YouTube in my pocket and reading a bunch of shit and trying to stay sane.